please remember the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DB Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DB Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Good evening.
We interrupt our program to bring you a special broadcast.
Here's another late development, and this news keeps coming in.
And now for something completely different.
You're part of the internet.
I'm your host, B-Dub.
This is Moose.
Ladies and gentlemen, degenerate news.
It's a chemical that absorbs all of the sun's rays.
I mean, that's pretty fucking spectacular.
Instead of packing sunscreen, just pack a spatula. And as they're sitting there roasting, just flip your little toddler over.
And welcome to Degenerate News, everybody. I'm your host, B-Dub.
And I'm Moose.
That's Moose. The Moose with the most. Ladies and gentlemen, we have our good friend Travis from Stick Vet on. How we doing today, bud?
Doing great, guys.
Cool, man. So, everyone, I want to kick off this show briefly. I realized after several shows that I haven't touched on a couple things, and I think that we should go over it real quick, just so you guys know what's going on. Then we're going to move into basically hitting our segments up, and we're going to have Mr. Stick Vet here to touch on topics with us as well. He's going to co-host throughout the whole show. And then, of course, Moose, who's going to shit on everyone's week. But, hey, it's all good fun. So, let's kick it off. Everybody, I want to let you know I have been working very hard on getting the website up and running and completely updated. There are some new stuff on there. I do have all past shows already added on for your listening ears. So you can go on there and listen to them there, as well as, obviously, on Podbean through DB Radio's page, or iTunes, Google Play, whatever floats your boat. I also want to touch on a couple things as far as the page. I do have a degenerate memorial wall. For those of you who have a brother or a family member that was lost overseas, or stateside even, and you want to memorialize in a place that's safe, please send the information to the links that are provided on the website, along with a picture, some information about the person, and we will be honored to post them up on the wall. I do already have a couple of my brothers that I served with up there. So, I just want to touch on that. We also have a whole section on our website called Tops Memes. You'll be able to go on there, take a look at some updated memes. Whenever I see one that's funny that I feel is worthy of going on there, I will post it. It's a great place to tag some people and get stuff pulled out and share it amongst the community for some laughter. Please, if you're going to cry about it, don't cry to me because I really don't care. But if you do have a complaint, feel free to send it to safespace@degeneratenews.net. Out amongst other things on the website, we are working to update and add new stuff. I would love for some of you to go out there, take a look at the website, message us on Facebook or through our safespace@degeneratenews.net email, and let us know if there's anything you would like to see on that website. I will be more than happy to look into it and add things as needed to make you happy. Other than that, I think it's time that we move into our segment, Incoming. Alright, everybody. So, Moose.
What's up, buddy?
Looks like, for our veteran brothers out there, we might be running into some issues here soon. VA choice funding problem looms for Congress. With the decision that the VA is going to start allowing veterans to go to outsourced clinics, or their own doctors being paid for by the VA to assist in a lot of different areas, is now causing a lot of struggle within the department's funds. They are saying that they have dropped from about $2 billion to less than $850 million in 3 months in available funds, which means they're going to go broke soon, and that's not a good thing. Do I fear that we are going to run into a situation where we don't have somewhere to go? It's very possible, but I don't think it's going to happen. I think that with our hated president that everyone feels to bash on so much, that we will get that situation taken care of. What do you think about that, Bruce?
I mean, if you want to get kind of, like, economic on it, shit like this doesn't really work. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, look at the post office. The post office, like, the USPS is set up kind of the same way this is. I mean, and shit doesn't work that way. You can't have a government-funded program doing something that a lot of the times costs cheaper or, you know, costs less, mm-hmm. and is oftentimes done faster in this, in like the regular civilian capitalist economy.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean, personally, I think that's how the VA should have been set up from day one. You know, you go to your doctor, this happened, that happened. And then you have like an insurance agent, like, you know, like a claims rep with the VA handling all the paperwork to get it done.
Yeah. For sure, for sure. Any input on that, Stick Bet?
You know, it's funny. Like, hey, you know, we're going to start actually paying for our veterans' care. Because, like, for me, I'm pretty far out for, you know, for me to get my next appointment is going to be in October. Mm-hmm. And, really, and I'm also pretty far from the VA now. It takes up the whole day just driving to go up there. And, so for me, choice program's great. But yeah, as soon as they're like, you know, I see the need for it, you know, it does fill in this gap of people who can't get care because the wait lists are too long. Mm-hmm. But, you know, then yeah, then you actually have to pay for it. Oh, wow. Is that expensive? You know, that's kind of what they're realizing. It's like, here we go, let's just do this. And yeah, it's more than what it would cost the VA, but it's a big step to say, oh, we run to actually support our veterans. And then, yeah, once you get that bill, that's it.
That's when it goes up and really touches you real good.
Why is it
going
to cost
this
much? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I hear you. Right on, right on. So moving on into the topics here, it looks like we have yet another issue with airplanes. You know, me and Moose touched on one on our last episode. It looks like Delta Flight returns to Seattle after passenger assaults a flight attendant. This was not just a passenger attacking a flight attendant. The crazy bastard tried to actually open up the emergency door. But was finally subdued when the flight attendant smashed a fucking wine bottle over his head. I thought it was great. Now, as far as I looked into the story a little bit, and I didn't see any reasoning behind it yet. I think that they're still under investigation on the whole situation. I did hear some stories from passengers on the plane. You know, it's your common petty bullshit. The guy basically went nuts, attacked the stewardess, and the stewardess beat the shit out of him with a wine bottle and saved the day. He was then zip-tied, and I believe they said they put him in one of the restrooms, if I'm not mistaken, to keep him in his shitty ways contained. Again, you know, I don't think
that is
really
pretty fucking epic, man.
I know, right? Like, yeah, shit. Oh, let me give you a fucking bash of Merlot. Let's get some on. I love it.
Yeah. It's like, how was your day? Oh, I got my ass beat by Wendy and some Chardonnay.
Right? I don't think we need to touch on it too much. You know, this stupid shit is very much annoying. And, I mean, come on, people. When you're on something that's flying through the fucking sky, let's be mindful and not do stupid shit. Other than that, we'll move on here to the next one. I believe this is out closer to our boy Stick Bet. I'm not actually too sure where you're at, man.
Well, I'm in Oregon.
That's. I thought you were up there. Well,
well
looks like
still closer.
Yeah, it is significantly closer than we are. looks like California has a plan to cool down Los Angeles. The city has decided that they are going to begin painting their roads white. They believe that the painting of the roads white is going to cool the pavement, allowing the sun to reflect off of it more, which is ultimately going to allow in a 10-degree reduction in heat of the area, ultimately resulting in saving of money for the entire area, which, I mean, realistically, is, if it works, is an incredible idea. I mean, it's, I think it's pretty interesting. That's pretty neat.
Well, personally, I think, you know, they're the whole idea of them floating off and becoming, their own nation or whatever the fuck they want to call it is a better idea.
Yeah.
You know, just whatever. But, I mean, I don't mean, it, this is kind of confusing. You're going to dump paint on the ground? I don't know.
Well, it got a lot of support. I mean, everybody was for it except for the people who said it was racist and all those streets were white.
Yeah, that's
but, you know,
true.
It's California, because you're going to get that.
It's going to happen. Yeah. I mean, Antifa's going to go out there throwing shit around again, and they're going to start painting the roads black, and it's just going to be a shit show. and then I think we're gonna move on to our last topic in incoming. Moose, I picked this one for you, buddy.
just for me, yeah.
Just for you. Looks like
what? Because I'm fat.
No, I'm fat too. looks like in New England, McDonald's is bringing back the McLobster roll this summer. New Englanders.
It's lobster.
Lobster. New Englanders craving for their local signature sandwich, the lobster roll, won't have to look past the Golden Arches anymore. Returning to the menu after its year-long hibernation, the McLobster roll is reappearing at a low, low price. When compared to other lobster rolls in New England, that is. It would be $9. I wouldn't pay $9 for a lobster roll at McDonald's when you're in New England. But, I mean, hey, if you're looking for a quickie, that's a good way to get it.
I wouldn't pay $9 to catch herpes in the bathroom at McDonald's.
Well, I don't think anyone would pay.
Yeah, I don't go to Mickey D's much, but I'm still holding out for the Szechuan sauce. That'll bring me back in.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? No, definitely. I mean, I've actually grown to a point in my life where I truly despise going to McDonald's. I'm more of a, like, I'll go to Chick-fil-A or I'll go to some gas station. Cause other gas station FIS has a restaurant in it now. So,
yeah.
That ends our segment incoming. And I would like to know, Mayhem, how's your week going, buddy?
Not too bad. Starting to get fucking hot here again.
Oh, yeah? I'm
sweating my tits off.
That's not good. I don't know.
I'm starting to realize more and more I need a new job because, you know, I'm that guy. You know, there was always that staff sergeant and anybody, you know, I mean, every unit's got one. Kicks open his, you know, opens the door of the tent or the chew or whatever you got. Mm-hmm. With a pot of coffee in one hand and a cup of coffee in the other hand, just walking around. Smoking cigarettes, nice. And everybody knows not to talk to him until he's done. Mm-hmm. That's kind of how I feel at work right now. I just show up with a big ass cup of coffee and giving everybody like a resting bitch face.
Love it, love it. Well, you know, a lot of times when things like that happen, you start getting a little bit more eyes start falling on you, and it could be in a good way that they're seeing you're trying to hate people more, so they may promote you.
I can actually think for myself, so I don't think getting promoted anymore where I'm at is possible. So
yeah, definitely. Well, right on, man. Well,
what about you? How's your week?
Oh, it's, you know, I go to work and I type on a computer and I talk on the phone to all these loving people who feel that their order is more important than the hundreds of thousands of other people out there who buy things with us. It's getting to the point where it's slightly annoying to be there, but it's a good job. I work with really good people. I was actually informed by one of my extremely degenerate friends, Senor Fireman, that I am supposed to give him a call sign so that way I can talk about him on the show. I don't know. I'll think about it. We'll wait around and see if he's worthy of talking about. But other than that, man, I mean, it's really just been trying to get this show going and getting the website rolling, hopefully getting more followers. So, you know, hopefully we get people that are actually listening to the show. That's kind of the whole point of doing it. But other than that, man, I'm good. How about you, Mr. Stickfett? How are you?
I'm doing good. It's been beautiful out. Not that I've been able to play in the sun much. I moved at the same time I started college and finalized my divorce. Okay. It's been a fun week.
Yeah, so, I bet.
But now I'm unpacking and doing all that jazz. And
cool.
Going back to college is, you know, the last few times was crazy. Really, it was way too triggering of experience. I wasn't ready for it yet. And yeah, this time's a lot easier. I've got my stick dog, Nightshade, my service dog. She comes with me and helps. But it's not bad. It's not nearly as bad as it was, you know, 8 years ago when I went back to college and was freaking out about it. But yeah, damn, it took 8 years for it to
I'm right there with you, bro. I'm
not freaking out.
Oh, absolutely. But, I actually...
You know, and
here, go ahead.
And the comic is rocking. I just had... So for those who don't know, I write Stick Vet, which is a comic about veteran life in the civilian sector. And it's been taken off. I just had a Kickstarter, which was very successful. Made $21,000 and am able to get my first book published and getting t-shirts and hats made. And I've invested some money, so I'm getting the website together too. I totally know where you're at as far as website creation. And then I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm just trying to figure it out too. So
you're just slow. Clicking, man. But, we're just clicking. That's all we do.
Yeah. Well, but yeah, it's coming along. Should have an online store open and such.
Cool.
Might even be enough to make a living. We'll see.
Yeah, definitely, man.
I sound like a depressing bitch when after listening to you two talk to you.
No, man, it's all in good fun. I definitely went through the same thing. I got out of the army. I took like 6 or 7 months off and slowly progressed out of drinking heavily. Decided it needed to take a big step and go into college, and that was the wrong idea. And so I did college for a little while. I'm like 3 credits away from an associate's degree, so I mean, I still got a ways to do anything, but yeah,
nice bump around that too.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. It's all about improving yourself, and that's good to see that you're doing that. You're doing good things, and we'll be able to dive in a little bit more towards the end of the show when we can dive into Stickfed a little bit more and get some more information. But guys, I think we're going to take this into suppressive fire.
Requesting suppressive fire.
All right, everyone. So we're going to touch on some topics here real quick that happened throughout the United States. These are things that you may or may not have heard about, but you probably would have heard about it if you got off your lazy ass and looked. But that's okay, because we are here to tell you about it. Many you'll see that Mr. Vice President Pence at NASA became a legend through a meme overnight, getting over 1 million views for touching some piece of equipment at NASA's Kennedy Space Center on Thursday that had a sign about 3 inches from his hand that said, "Do not touch." I'll tell you, if that's just there for shits and giggles, I don't know. I think it may have been plotted. But he did reply with a beautiful tweet that said Marco Rubio dared him to do it. I thought that was pretty interesting. you know, he at least has a little bit of humor. You know, we can't bash everybody all the time. Everyone makes mistakes. And, you know, as veterans, we all like to touch shiny things and push the red button. It's just kind of how we're bred to do it. You tell us not to, we're going to do it anyways. It looks like, I know a lot of people have seen this, the Georgia couple accused in the cold chicken beating during, they decided to turn themselves into police. Let's see here. June 22nd, a couple went and attacked a restaurant owner and her young daughter by punching them repeatedly in the face, kicking them, and pushing them. They have now turned themselves in. I did see pictures of these two ladies, and they definitely didn't miss when they got punched. They were looking pretty rough, and I kind of felt for them. That's kind of messed up. You get some cold chicken, you know, just tell them to warm it the fuck up. So, looks like Panda Power. USA Today showed in an article that China just built a solar farm shaped like a giant fucking panda. And it is actually wicked fucking cool looking. If you go on to usatoday.com, we'll actually have all these links posted. I promise. That's a part of that website that I haven't gotten to. They have a couple different images that they have mapped out on property, and they have already constructed one of them. They are pandas. And
it actually looks like Kung Fu Panda.
Yes, yes, I agree. Very much like Kung Fu Panda. And it says here in the article, the group Limited flipped the switch on the world's most adorable solar panel facility. The group announced last Friday that its Panda Power Plant was officially connected to the grid in Datong, Shanxi. Is it Shanxi? Yeah, Shanxi, China? Correct me if I'm wrong. While a photo of the plant has been difficult to find, a past artist rendered shows panels in the shape of a bright-eyed, smiling giant panda. Poe from Kung Fu Panda? Is that you? Yeah, I don't know. Y'all can take a look at it. I think it's pretty cool. People are getting creative, making things that are useful to the world, fun for others. You know, it's a good direction. I like where they're going with it.
Yeah, it's nice.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Here's a fun one that I think most will find interesting. If you haven't already seen or heard, Hobby Lobby was sanctioned for smuggling Iraqi artifacts. It's a long-ish story, but it agreed to pay a $3 million fine to end the Department of Justice's action against the company regarding allegedly smuggled artifacts from Iraq. In 2009, Hobby Lobby began acquiring a variety of historical Bibles and other artifacts, developing a collection of historically and religiously important books and artifacts about the Bible is consistent with the company's mission and passion for the Bible. Hobby Lobby said in a statement, Steve Green, president of Hobby Lobby, said he is glad to have the matter behind him and admitted things could have been handled differently. Well, no shit. I mean, if the Department of Justice is going to go after you, you clearly could have done something different.
Yeah, hold my beer while I steal this shit and hope I don't get caught.
Oh, hey, but it's
just
religion.
Call it brass supply ice.
Yeah, right? You sell fucking, you know, pipe cleaners and shit, but, you know, you're getting sanctioned by the government for stealing Bibles. There's something on a little bit of a different note here. It says, flights at New York Airport, which I'm sure hundreds of thousands of people were affected by, flights were slowed down at New York's Kennedy Airport, briefly delayed, but not by passengers of equipment malfunctions. It was, in fact, by the Ninja Turtles. Okay, maybe it wasn't the Ninja Turtles, but it was turtles. The Port Authority of New York and New Jersey say about 40 Diamondback Terrapins crawled out of Jamaica Bay and onto the airfield at about 4:45 p.m. on Friday. The authority spokeswoman Cheryl tells the Daily News that some planes were briefly stuck in queue while the turtles were being rounded up. The turtles' annual migration takes place from June to mid-July, if anyone cares. Port Authority wildlife specialists collect the animals that wandered too close to the runway and did release them safely into better areas. I'm gonna say it was probably Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, that sounds like a cover-up story to me.
Yeah, it's breathing, you know, cover-up. But, and we're gonna go into another heartwarming, storyline here. Police officers decided to mow the lawn of a disabled veteran. I think it's fucking fantastic when these guys go out there and show their support. You know, I've repeatedly said it. I 100% support all public safety and law enforcement. And I will fight to the death for them and with them and anything in any way that they choose. But it looks like a pair of Texas police officers being recognized for their good deed after a neighbor snapped a few photos of them mowing the lawn of a disabled veteran. The photos made their way onto Longview Police Department Facebook page on Wednesday after the neighbor contacted the department. States here that moments like these, a post on the department's Facebook page read, "There are times in the police profession that we understand why we really excited about this job. The days and night of high-speed pursuits, food chases, drug arrests of someone who needs to be taken off the streets are the instances where our blood pressure soars and we get that feeling of exhilaration. We think this is why we became officers. However, there are times in our profession where act of kindness expose a brighter shine. We notice a complete stranger, a person who is in need of a smile, a short conversation, a meal, a ride, a window repair, a tire change, an appearance at a special event, or just a simple act of kindness." You know, Officer Duncan of Preston, as a 27-year veteran of the force and a rookie still in field training, and said the photos are reflective of times during the profession where relationships are built within the community. And on top on that is, you know, not just with the community, but with a disabled veteran who I'm certain greatly appreciated his, these two officers' efforts. So I commend these officers. They did a great job. And then my hat's off to you, gentlemen. And,
yeah, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. And we need more of that shit. It's, there's so much, you know, he shot me and I shot him and it's getting old. It really is. You know,
yeah.
Officers stand by a code, to serve and protect. And a lot of people don't understand that they do a lot of things throughout their days that really go above and beyond. And it's not recognized and it should be. But we're going to move on to our final piece of the segment. Dog hailed as a hero after rescuing a ghost cat from a storm drain. I'll touch very briefly on this as the dog was hailed a hero. He rescued an unlikely place under a manhole cover. Shelly Collette and her Border Collie Labrador mixed dog named Cash were walking through Sackville, New Brunswick, when Cash stopped at a manhole cover and refused to move. Despite Colette's efforts to coax him away, the dog wouldn't budge. Curious over the pup's persistence, she peered into the manhole cover only to see an orange tabby cat trapped below. Colette recognized the feline as the cat from several lost posters that had been plastered around the city for weeks. She then dialed the owner of the cat, Izzy Francolini, and contacted city officials. They were able to lift the manhole cover and save the little pussy. Good for the kitty. I'm excited and happy that the dog noticed that and did that. I think that's pretty cool. That just goes to show some of you people out there that feel that our therapy dogs and stuff out there aren't useful, because I know a lot of you feel that that's the case. These dogs are fucking smart. And, you know, for a dog that's not even trained in doing anything to stop over a manhole cover because it hurt a cat in it, that was trapped. It just goes to show you how smart and how compassionate these fucking animals are. So,
you know, dumb cats are for getting stuck in a thorn.
That's right. That's right. So yeah, no, that's fucking awesome. I think I'm actually happy that we were able to find some halfway decent stories to go over this week in the segments.
No, man, I think your dog thing is spot on, man.
Oh yeah. We are going to take a break. When we come back, we are going to jump right into story time with Moose, we're going to hit on some topics in our segment Fall In. And then, of course, we are going to go into our Blue Force Tracker segment, where we are going to talk with our fantastic guest, Dick Vet. Please take a listen to some of these incredible, incredible headlines from DV Radio.
Do you love bacon?
Yeah!
Do you like guns?
Yeah!
Mom, I want my cheese boost. Now, God damn it!
Do you love America?
Damn right you do! You crazy bastards that keep freedom ringing need to get over to mydvstore.com now!
Oh boy! Alright everybody, we're back. And I'm
Yay,
excited.
We're back. We're back. Yay.
Yeah. There's the special. He's my special friend. That's Moose. All right, everybody. I hope you enjoyed your quick little break and all the amazing information that DV had to put out. And I really, really, really hope that the Joker doesn't screw with my computer today. But we have a fantastic... fantastic person on today, Stickbet. If you weren't here in the beginning, say hi, Stickbet.
Hey, everybody.
In the beginning of our show, if you missed anything and you want to catch up at a later date, we did talk about some interesting information on incoming. We had some airplane mishaps. So if you want to take it that way, Los Angeles is painting their streets white. The McLobster rules coming out to New England again. In our suppressive fire segment, we talked about the cold chicken beating, Panda Power, Ninja Turtles, and some amazing heroes out there. So make sure you check us out when we come out on podcast. We look forward to that. For all of you newcomers, you can follow us on www.degeneratenews.net. Through there, you can link up with us on Facebook as well as Instagram. And I expect that you do that, and I hope that you do that, and I hope that you click the, you know, follow and subscribe tabs. And so that way, we can start having fun and communicating, and I can share my amazing fucking life with you. But we are going to move in to a very special, special segment that touches my heart. Moose, are you ready?
Bring it on, brother.
All right, everybody. It is time for Story Time with Moose.
All right. So, I know last week was kind of fucked up and dark and, you know, not very fun to hear. So, I brought back some funnier shit. All right. The first one. This one here is the, the great fold-out couch conundrum of 2017. Alright. A 12-year-old girl was playing hide-and-seek with her, a couple friends of hers in her home in Virginia. And it doesn't say how it happened, but she, she decided that hiding inside the fold-out couch sofa bed thing was a good idea. Until she got stuck. Yeah.
Yeah, well.
So, yeah, I mean, that would have sucked if no one found her and then sat on it, you know, I don't know. And then sat on the couch.
Yeah. And be like, oh, is anyone seeing Sally?
Yeah. And I guess the way she got herself in there, it kind of, They couldn't unfold the bed the normal way, so they had to take the whole goddamn thing apart, you know. And it was pretty funny.
Literally could not unfuck the situation any more than they could.
Exactly. It's one of those things where, like, if you've been in the, I guess, building IKEA furniture for all of your life, you look at it and go, what the fuck? How did this even happen?
Hey, where there's a will, there's a way.
Yeah. But when they finally did get her out of the sofa couch bed thing, she said she was fine. Life goes on, I guess, right?
Well, I mean, I guess.
I didn't really think of it till now. This one's kind of, like, I don't know. This one's really, really weird. This one's about Dino Sexy Time.
Oh.
Yeah. This wonderful young lady, Nicole, from Canada.
Alright, A.
Yeah, A. Thought it was, you know, wanted to spice things up for her fiancé.
Okay.
And, instead of, you know, maybe a little nighty or something, I don't know, she popped into a T-Rex costume, like, you know, those, inflatable ones?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she, you know, throws on Mr. Barry and waltzes out of the closet. Laughing little T-Rex arms, chasing them around the room. I mean, what a way to get it going.
Oh, I tell right? you, that's fucking, that's great. I mean, that's like, I can't reach.
Now, I don't know if the picture's provided on the website, which we'll have linked on our website.
We will.
I don't know if the picture's uploaded are actually of Nicole going through the poses, but there are some, you know, it's a mini photo shoot of this T-Rex going through all the different poses.
Nice. Yeah. It's like, it reminds me.
Got a lip light going on.
Yeah. It reminds me of the, that incredible meme of the two T-Rexes trying to have sex. The one says, pull my hair. And the one says, I'm fucking trying. I love it. That's fucking great. Oh, man. That's good stuff.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I love it.
Right, I got one more for you guys. All right. All right. This one takes the cake. All right. So, in Copenhagen, apparently they have a penis-shaped rock formation. Hmm. National landmark. Right. People go, you know, go hiking, stop by the penis rock, take, you know, snap a selfie, whatever. A couple hikers reported that they had found some legitimate vandalization going on. I guess somebody drilled the dick rock with an actual drill.
You give it to Prince Albert.
I don't know what they were going for.
Jacob's ladder.
But, yeah, and then
I don't know what any of this stuff is. I'm just, you know, throwing it out there.
All this stuff you heard from a friend.
Well, we happen to have a good buddy in our unit that had that done.
Yeah, I remember hearing
about
that.
There's always one.
So that drilling of the dick rock actually broke off a bunch of pieces, like really heavy pieces, and they needed to use a couple of winches and some concrete to reattach it all to make it erect again. And this was all funded, you know, by public donation. The overall cost was about $27,000 to repair it. The key takeaway right here, this is, you know, I found this awesome. The Public Works Department wants to remind visitors to wait at least a week for the formation to be fully set before climbing on it.
So, ladies and gentlemen, don't climb on the big hard penis rock for at least 7 days, so that way it can become fully hard.
Yeah, penis-shaped rocks, all the good stuff, I guess, right?
Love it. Love it.
You sure do, don't you?
Oh, yeah! Go that bit. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not going to do that. All right, well, that takes care of story time with Moose. Thank you, Moose, for...
Thanks,
you're Moose. Welcome.
...for those amazing tidbits of information found in the deepest, darkest realms of the internet. So, why don't we just drag this happy, fun show right into... Fallen!
Fallen!
Alright, kids. We're going to talk about a couple news reels this week that I found to be interesting. I'll be honest, the military's, you know, what they call news, I don't find to be very interesting this week. So, we're going to touch on a couple things. Nothing too extensive, and then I'm going to finish out with what I like to think is an extremely uplifting story of a very incredible person. But to start us off, this week is going to be Moose. What do you got for me, buddy?
All right, so if you've watched any of the news lately, the whole Russia, U.S., Syria, shooting shit type thing still going on over there.
Yeah.
It looks like Trump actually got a sit down with Putin, and they actually cranked out a ceasefire. So, they got together on Friday, hashed things out. They came to this agreement to allow anti-government rebels there to focus on getting their shit back together.
Cool. Well, it's very well needed right now. A lot of shit going on over there for a lot of you that aren't following it too much. There's a lot of booms, a lot of bangs, a lot of idiots. And it's actually extremely confusing as to who's on what side, and it keeps going back and forth, and who's supporting who, and that's a lot of the reason why Trump sat down with Putin. To touch on a couple things, Moose, if you don't mind. Through that meeting, there were actually several other discussions that took place that looked very promising for us. And there's fuckfaces out there who are saying, you know, don't coddle the news stories, make you feel like it's all fine and dandy again. Listen, people, Russia's crazy. And there's nothing that's going to change that. There is a lot of talks right now of them boosting their spy program. But, you know, for the time being, as long as our presidents can sit down and talk to each other and we can keep from having war between each other, then I think everyone else should just shut the hell up. I think that fixing the issues over there, among so many other issues, is going to be key. But at least the president's trying to do something. So, I'll give him credit for that. What else you got for us, buddy?
We're going to go back to the VA for this one. Everybody probably already knows the VA has been going through some rough times lately.
Okay.
And then a while back, I don't know if you remember this, there was some mishandling of some patient information. That was some files were actually, you know, being sent to get shredded and stuff like that. Yeah. Things like that are now being made public
as
far as who's involved. So we will now be actually able to look up who is doing what and what corrective actions are being done, are being taken against them.
So,
which I think is pretty cool.
Yeah, definitely. So basically what they're saying is, and you can correct me if I'm wrong on this, but they are... you know, if any of you fuckers out there had a really cool doctor and then that doctor just randomly disappeared, you can actually go and look up why, if it was, you know, disciplinary related, and see if this guy was like, you know, if it was just, hey, you were screwing the nurse down the hallway, you know, go find him, buy lunch, give him a fist bump, drive on, or... if this guy's issuing out random amounts of medication that killed 3 or 4 people, and, you know, so.
Well, and that also empowers, you know, it empowers the veterans to be able to say something about whatever hurdles they're hitting, whatever the problem is, wherever they're getting stuck, because we really suck as veterans at advocating for our own care. We get told by a doctor, we're just going to not do anything.
Yeah.
And we go, okay, instead of saying, no, I still have a problem, give me to someone who can fix it, or I'll go to your supervisor. We don't do that. And having this really empowers us to, because this is only going to help us if we now report.
Right.
And so that's the big message I think that has to go out there, is that we need to do the part where we're reporting and telling,
absolutely.
You know, so that there is this record that we can look at.
No, for sure.
My only issue with this is that it's still going to be VA controlled, so
I agree. So they can.
Yeah. So whatever's up there is going to be posted by them.
Yeah, good point.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like...
Well, they're a bunch of lying assholes anyway, so... I mean, yeah, most of what you're going to see is probably the petty bullshit. You know, this doctor was caught doing cocaine behind a dumpster and whatever.
Everybody knows it's always best off a McDonald's toilet seat.
I know, seriously. I mean...
What the fuck's wrong with
you? You love it better that way. Jesus Christ. Okay, moving on. Because I would like to be able to give StickVet an ample amount of time to talk about his amazing shit. And all the cool stuff that he's doing. So we'll touch on this one real quick. I am going to touch on a pretty uplifting story here. As soon as I can get it to open. There we go. So, military.com posted a story on a barber at Fort Bragg. Half a century at the location. He's been cutting hair. Travis Bell, Airborne Corps barber, puts on a barber's cape for his next customer in a photo posted on military.com as he prepares to give a haircut at the barbershop located on some Roman numeral Airborne Corps headquarters. Sorry, I'm not that smart. I can't look that far ahead. It looks like 18 Airborne Corps headquarters. I could be wrong. Anyways, the walls of Travis Bell's modest barbershop in Fort Bragg are lined with history. Photos of Army heroes are here. Men such as Lieutenant Colonel Arthur D. Bull Simmons, a Special Forces legend known for leading the Sun Tay Raid during an attempted rescue of American prisoners of war during the Vietnam War. Former Army leaders have found their way on the walls too, including Generals Hugh Shelton, Ray Adaro, Lloyd Austin, and Stanley McChrystal. Some are official photos. Other were taken from Bell's barber chair in the center of his shop. In a few, it's Bell in the chair and General behind him, playfully holding a pair of clippers. Nearly every photograph includes a handwritten note to Bell, who has been a fixture on Fort Bragg for more than half of the Army Post's almost 100-year history. They posted, "Thanks for your dedication and friendship," wrote Lieutenant General Mike Ritter, who served as Deputy Commanding General of the 18th Airborne Corps from 2007 to 2009. There's so many different posts on here that you can go on and look at yourselves. I just want to touch on a few things. After 50 years of standing behind his barber chair, Fort Bragg leaders pulled Bell out into the open Friday to honor him for his decades of service. Major General Paul J. I believe it's LaCamera, Deputy Commanding General of the 18th Airborne Corps and Acting Senior Commander of Fort Bragg, said Bell has had a lasting impact on Fort Bragg and its leaders that stretches well beyond making them look good. He shaped a lot of leaders in the Corps. The General said he has probably counseled every Corps commander since 1967. If that's not unbelievably fucking outstanding, I don't know what is. As a token of appreciation, the General presented Bell with a book full of handwritten letters from past leaders. The impact has had, LaCamera said, who he has touched. It's unbelievable what we've got, a man who has had tremendous impact on so many. Bell opened his shop on Fort Bragg during the week of July 4th, 1967. The 27-year-old had worked on post for several months by that time. First at the old E4 Club, which would eventually become the Non-Commissioned Officers Club, and then briefly at the First Corps Support Command Headquarters. Bell recalls accepting a job at the 18th Air Corps reluctantly. In 1966, he turned down a similar job on Fort Bragg when he learned that Corps Headquarters was where all the that high brass was stationed. Instead of working as a night foreman at a poultry plant, he cut hair, and on the side, for a quarter or 35 cents a haircut. So that right there, ladies and gentlemen, should show, you know, that this man has done a lot. Now, this story goes on and on and on and on for good reason. You know, sir, we greatly appreciate, you know, the amazing haircuts you provided, the stories and the memories that you've offered to these individuals that come through your shop on a day-to-day basis. The Army would not recognize you if you did not do good things for our soldiers. So for that, we thank you, and I just talked a whole hell of a lot, so it's time to move into our next segment. Ladies and gentlemen, let's move into Blue Force Tracker. Alright. So, ladies and gentlemen, real briefly, we have our guest, Mr. Stick Vet. How are you doing today, dude?
Doing good. It's a very nice day.
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, because I talk too much, we are pushing on some time, but we got plenty of time for you to talk. So why don't we kick it off and just tell us a little bit about yourself and your time in the military.
Well, I was a mental health specialist in the Army, deployed in 06 in Baghdad, and during my time there, I counseled about 3,000 guys. Cool. Then I worked as a counselor afterwards, and I still listen. That's what I do, is I listen to the stories of veterans of every type, and now I write a comic about veteran life in the civilian sector, and it's called Stick Vet. Cool. It's a very simplistic comic, but it's powerful in communicating what it means to be a veteran.
Okay, cool. Well, right on. I've had an opportunity to look at some of your comics and follow you briefly through Facebook over the last couple months, and I know that my good buddy here, Moose, has done the same. So why don't you give us a little bit of rundown on, things that you've worked on over the last year. I know that you've made a lot of strides and a lot of achievements in your war path of sorts, and where you're at sitting right now.
Well, so I've been writing comics for 2 years now. It started off with just taking pictures of comics that I wrote on napkins. And in a month, Stick Vet had more friends than I did. And so I thought, well, shoot, I guess I have something here. So I kept writing comics, and then a year ago, I became consistent about it, and writing once a week. And a year ago, in August, I went from 700 followers to 3,000 followers when my comic went viral. And then through that winter, grew to 20,000, at which point I started a Kickstarter and thought, hey, I might be able to actually just do this full time, because I'm still a full time dad and dealing with, life and all that jazz. Absolutely. And write comics whenever I can in my spare time. And so this year has truly been these comics transforming from a hobby into a career.
Oh, absolutely.
And my Kickstarter was successful. I got 270 orders of books and hats and t-shirts that I'm filling in the next couple weeks as all that product is starting to come in. And building a website now. I'm going to have an online store in the future. And the first 120 comics available on Amazon and Kindle here, at least by August. That's my goal.
Okay, cool. Well, right on, man. Congratulations. It seems like what you're doing is really touching a lot of our veteran community in a positive way, and you're making that effect. And, it's people like you that are doing something a little bit different that are really what's helping our community, because not everyone is geared towards the same thing. Not everyone can handle things the same way. So, for right. you, it's writing comics. And personally, for those of you out there who may have not had a chance to look at it, I highly recommend following Mr. Stick Vet here on Facebook. You can also go to his website, stickvet.com, and he has all of his comics posted there. They are, and for lack of better terms, hilariously tacky veteran comics. And I fucking love them. Just a side note for those of you who, cried at the end of Toy Story, you may have issues with some of these. Some of these may touch you in ways that you weren't expecting. So make sure that you, take your time. Some of these can really hit spots that, you may not have thought about things in a while. And I think that's a lot of what you're doing and why it's good is because it's allowing people to focus on things in not such a dramatic way. But there may be things that they haven't thought about in a while. So.
Exactly.
Yeah, man.
That was the original point was I wanted to write about some of these, like one of my first comics was, talking about, it's called Breathe. And, it's all these times in the military that we're told to breathe. You know, when you're on the rifle range, you have to breathe. When you're running, they're just yelling at you, just breathe, suck it in, blow it out. You know, it's nonstop. You know, welcome to war, ladies. Don't hold your breath. You know, it's always.
Yeah.
And then in the last panel, there's two vets and one of them says, welcome to the most triggering environment in the civilian sector. Just breathe. And they're in front of a grocery store. You know, and it's that, because of all things, the grocery store, I mean, I was going crazy. I would go shopping at 3 o'clock in the morning just so I didn't have to deal with some of that stimulus.
Yeah.
And, it's common. It's a very common thing. And nobody knows about this. You know, like civilians don't know about this. Why would we tell the civilians? So are you having a hard time after coming back to civilian world? Cool. What warrior is going to be like, well, I'm kind of a pussy when it comes to going and getting groceries. You know, I mean, like, we're not going to say that. And so the comic is a way that we can talk and begin this conversation. Because I think there's a level of understanding that needs to be gained between the veteran population and the civilian population.
No, for sure. I'm looking through some of these comics right now, and I had spoken to you numerous times before. And I believe you called it the Lieutenant series or
the Commander? The Colonel's Story.
The Colonel's Story. There you go. I know any of you that have followed it know that, he just recently posted the entire series out in order. I went through and reread all of them and it all started to make sense. And it was extremely touching. Personally dealing with a lot of loss, while serving, as well as afterwards, he really was able to touch on a lot of key points. And I think the biggest one out of all of it is to stay connected. And that's what we're all trying to do here, is keep everyone connected in different ways. But ultimately, it's about cracking that shell. You know, if you have issues, you know, we got to deal with them in some way. We can't let them go, and we can't hide them. Because later on in life, everyone will fucking hate us, and somebody's dog did not appreciate what I just said.
Sorry, guys. Yeah. Missy just got home. The dog decided.
It's all right, man. No worries.
Well, and that's exactly what the Vietnam veterans did. Let's just try to ignore this and act like it didn't happen and just move on.
Yeah.
And they're on step one of healing along with us. Some of the comics talk about that, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, you touch on so many different areas, and I love that you bring in all different forms of veterans. You bring in the different civilians. I'm a big fan of the one from when he worked at the store, and he went and worked there, and he kept getting in trouble. That's what I do. I work retail and customer service since I've gotten out. And I just find it very hilarious. I think that what you've got going on here is pretty fantastic. You know, ladies and gentlemen that are out there, you need to follow Stick Vet. His shit's hilarious. He does have a store that's going to be coming out here soon where you can purchase hats. I believe you got t-shirts?
Yep,
we got t-shirts, stickers.
Vet t-shirts. The hats, just like the characters wear, including like the 16-bit pixelated Globe and Anchor Marine hat. I'm going to do one for all the branches. And that all has that, because everything's drawn in paint.
Correct.
It's that simplistic nature that actually makes it more powerful. At least that's what I was going for. That's why I drew a stick figure. Yeah. It's not because I don't know how to fucking draw.
Absolutely. And it makes sense, though, but the simplicity of it is what makes it that much better. You know, so my question is, what do you, Well, do you have anything up and coming? Do you have any new characters that you're going to be incorporating soon? Is there any teasers, anything like that?
Yes, actually. So the other thing that I'm doing is I've had this goal of speaking at veteran events, and the comics are my way of introing that conversation, or many different conversations, but the conversation about the veteran condition. And already, just from my current following on StickFed, I'm getting flown out to Kentucky and Wisconsin in August.
Okay.
Actually, one weekend than the other. And there's a concert going on about a veteran concert, and different veteran groups are going to be there, and I get to speak. And the guy who ran their program gets to speak, and that's it, which is awesome. They're giving me a speaking point to try and, because there's some groups going there that I've been wanting to network with. And then there's an event, it's a speaking event. All the speakers are talking about removing the stigma of PTSD and veterans, that connection between, as if what's wrong with us is a psychological problem, like that's, it's this conference talking about that connection and trying to remove it and have the identity of veteran be what it's supposed to be, which is separate from that.
Definitely.
And so I get to speak at these events, which I'm totally excited about. And that's what I'm, that's the big next things with me, as well as, you know, get the book actually published and to be very soon.
Cool.
So things are working out.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds like it. You know, I'm looking forward to having the ability to get some of these comics. I could sit down and read them all the time. And I definitely look forward to seeing your new website come out and having the ability to focus on other things. So I gotta ask, you know, how does one get added into your story?
Well, new characters come up as I listen to stories. You know, I have a bit of an international following now. Australian veterans and British veterans are following me in quite big numbers, and they ask me, "Hey, Karen, can you have an Aussie vet, a Brit vet?" And so I started Brit vet, but it was after I listened to their stories and listened to what they have to face. That's the same, and how's it different? And so as I listen to stories, I add more characters. And there's been a few stories that I've never heard of that people want added. And so I'm just collecting those stories and putting them on the future character, and we'll see what happens, you know, as things go on. Definitely I'm going to be introducing some more relationships. I'm now starting to talk about how great we are as veterans in relationships. And there's plenty of material there.
No, that definitely. That's
so a few copies. Like, there's going to be multiple different chick vets who represent female veterans. There's going to be a child of, you know, two of the vets have to have a kid and start talking about veteran parenting, because that's a big, you know, there's all kinds of issues there too.
Oh yeah, definitely.
And then I'm definitely going to have a relationship of, you know, Vietnam vet's daughter starts dating one of the stick vets, and because that's going to be hilarious.
Okay.
And so there's some of those, and there'll be more in the future. If you want a new character, the biggest thing would be to reach out to stick vet. You can message stick vet on Facebook and or on the website, and tell me your story. Tell me that character type of what I might be missing, and tell me what that's like. What's different? What's the same? What are you facing as that type of perspective? Because, yeah, we are all completely different, but at the same time, we're all a little bit the same.
Absolutely. And I completely agree. You know, and this is where I have to say that the Aussies should get a mascot kangaroo. But you need to get someone out there with a maple leaf. We got to get some of these Canadian lovers.
You know,
you could do
actually
a service moose.
The Canadians. Yeah, totally. No, I'm doing a Canadian vet because I've been hearing their stories lately, and they have to deal with, so they're Legion posts, equivalently, their VIP, whatever, is ran by civilians, really? Not by an elder. They're getting kicked out. They're getting kicked out of the veteran organization that is there for, to support them because, you know, they're coming back with some issues. And, so, yeah, I've been hearing those stories. So I'm going to have a few comics about, yeah, our Northern Brothers.
Cool. Well, very good. You know, I would love to see in the nearest of futures, you know, like Moose said, a service Moose, and my personal logo is, the degenerate pig. you know, there's a lot of simplicity about it, but it's very symbolic in the way of, the comment, "I'll believe it when pigs fly," or, "Yeah, that'll happen when pigs fly."
Nice.
The whole meaning of anything can happen,
mm-hmm.
to throw a veteran's twist on it and throw a Kevlar, a tattoo, that says mom in it and, and throw a cigar in his mouth and make him look angry. And he just kind of flutters around. And it's a lot like your stick vet comics because his whole principle is he just wants to be left alone and, you know, I think it's great, what you're doing. I think that you are hitting an area that makes a lot of sense and definitely hits a crowd of, military members that is significantly large. And that's the crowd that loves comics and anime and all that. So my hat's off to you. You're doing an incredible job. We're very happy to have you on. We do unfortunately have to wrap things up here because I'm running out of time. So again, Mr. Stick Vet, I greatly appreciate you. Thank you for coming on. We will have you on again here soon. Would love
Thanks
to hear
so much,
about
guys.
new paths and new adventures that you're taking. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you follow Stick Vet on Facebook. You can reach him on Facebook through Stick Vet. .com. All posts and links to all of his fantastic communities will be posted on the podcast page as well as on DB Radio. You can link up with him through our website www.degeneratenews.com. I also want to get a big shout out to our parents, DB Radio. Make sure you go and you take a look at all the amazing things that they're doing to help veterans. So many of us struggle on a day-to-day, and we work very hard to bring you guys some awesome shit and really help hit you in a good place. So make sure you hit up the DB Farms page, take a look at all the good shit they're doing out there. Make sure if you can, you donate. If you can't donate, share the link. So that way other people can see it and hopefully get a helping hand. Make sure you take a look at the DD store. They offer a lot of incredible apparel. That really is fantastic for the veteran community because it makes sense. You know, you can take a look at that. Follow everyone on Facebook. There are plenty of pages and plenty of interesting shit that is going on out there. And most of all, as I said at the beginning of the show, please make sure you visit degeneratenews.net on their website. Follow us on Facebook and Instagram. And make sure you subscribe on our website as well, because I will very soon here have everything situated on there and we'll be able to start sending out newsletters with updated information, breaking news, and the possible picture or two of Moose in his underwear in the woods. Moose,
hey,
did you have anything?
Don't judge me. My Saturday night is my fun time.
I know. It's okay, buddy. Hey, I didn't want to leave you left out of that. Did you have anything last minute for Mr. Stickfett before we let him go?
No, man. Just keep up the good work. I mean, I think what you're doing is fantastic. And, I mean, if I could hug you, I would.
Well,
I appreciate it, man.
Maybe one day we'll all get together at some point. You know, I think what you're doing is good, and I will definitely be in touch with some ideas and thoughts that I have for the future. But for now, we're going to close out. All my degenerate brothers and sisters out there, stay strong, be awesome, keep cool. If you need anything, don't feel that you can't hit us up. Make sure you go to safespace@degeneratenews.net. Hit us up on Facebook. Message me on Instagram. I am on my phone 24/7. If you feel like you don't trust me, which is fine, go and hit up the DV page. They got some incredible people there, and we'll make sure we get you taken care of. Ladies and gentlemen, my incredible cast this evening, I hope you guys have a great evening, and to the best of you, fuck off, and peace out.
DV Radio.